AP News for this Sunday, September 3rd. I'm Jackie Quinn. It's Labor Day weekend, and Americans are finding plenty of ways to celebrate. The weather's been cooperating for much of the country, but in Nevada, heavy rain may have led to a drowning death in Las Vegas. Further north, forecaster Mark Deutschendorf says the desert received about 2 months' worth of rain in 2 days, with more on the way.
Bands of rain that are moving across western Nevada right now, it does appear that most of them should stay east of the Black Rock City.
Black Rock City is the home of the Burning Man Festival, attended by some 70,000 people this year. Some got stranded on the grounds this weekend because the rain produced heavy mud. Teresa Galliani says she's staying put.
It's so pretty treacherous to get out to because people walked all over it.
Federal officials say people are now able to drive out of the festival grounds, but they're blocking entry to any more people. In northern Florida, those in Horseshoe Beach, one of the hardest hit areas by Hurricane Idalia, are worried about how to recover from the damage left behind. Some are afraid they won't have the money to rebuild their homes or renew their insurance. Pope Francis led a multi-faith mass in Mongolia's capital. Our Lawrence Brooks reports.
The visit comes with China's crackdown on religious minorities as a backdrop. Francis also met with bishops and the missionaries who have cultivated the Catholic faith in Mongolia for the past 3 decades.
A Minnesota prison is on emergency lockdown after about 100 inmates refused to return to their cells. Negotiators have been summoned. Metal band Metallica had to postpone a concert in Arizona. Lead singer James Hetfield has COVID-19. This is AP News. Parrot heads everywhere are in mourning.
I'm Margie Zaraletta with an entertainment update.
Come Monday.
Musician Jimmy Buffett has died of a rare form of skin cancer at the age of 76. Buffett was known for songs like Come Monday, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and Margaritaville. Buffett said in a 1996 AP interview his appeal was that he was a showman.
In my world, it's not about hit records or image or anything like that. It's about people getting this money's worth when they come to show, and if that you see, then maybe that's the reason people sort of like to follow me.
Adam Driver plays Italian car mogul Enzo Ferrari in the upcoming film Ferrari, which comes out on Christmas. Driver told reporters at the Venice Film Festival he was not allowed to drive the cars for insurance purposes.
I don't drive the cars except in pre-production we raced Ferraris to kind of get obviously newer Ferraris. I can't afford the other ones.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.